Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right, wasn't that fun? Miriam, great guest. And boy, she's doing great work with this nose work training. And it's actually, you know, I'll tell you, because, you know, I have a golden retriever puppy in my future at some point once I get my Abbey cats all straightened out and that family together. So, kind of like the computer, though, I've been putting it off, but sooner or later, Spiritual or Annie Golden, Chowie Golden are the ones that want to come back, will kick me and say, hey, puppy's ready.
One task at a time.
Exactly, exactly. But I was just going to say that I would not do confirmation competition training ever again or showing. Be hard-pressed to get me into the competition obedience ring again. Not that I will train all of that stuff, teach my dog all of, you know, manners and so forth, but competition, probably not. If I were going to do anything competition-wise, it would be that dog dancing stuff, because I just think that is just a hoot and holler. I love that. And but whether or not I'd have the time to actually teach that with my dog, I don't know. But this nose work, going to a nose work class, doing this with Miriam, this is something that I would do. Because I was telling, you know, I was telling Miriam, you know, I do teach, you know, my clients with puppies how to do a hide and go seek game and a hide and find toys game and then a hide and go seek game. And if your dog knows how to do that, if you do ever get lost somewhere, you know, your dog can find you or find a family member. It's pretty cool. So anyway, thank you, Miriam, for being here. Let me tell you that during this hour, If you have questions or comments about what we're talking about or what I'm talking about in the continuation of our class here, you can call and let Ajay know what's on your mind. I give you numbers here. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-KKNW. Remember the one. It's 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email, if you don't wait too long, to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you can be in touch with Animal World anytime by going to the Animal World website, which is, in fact, www.marthanorwalk.com. N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events for current events stuff. Click on shelters for shelter stuff. Links to all our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. Also a link to the audio archives. So you can go back and listen to shows any hour of any show at a later date. And you can also contact me. My contact information is all on the website, and it is you can email me, hit the Contact Martha button, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. If you need behavior training services, you can reach me by phone, and that's the best way to get a hold of me, especially now that I'm up to my eyeballs in computer stuff and switching over and all that sort of thing. Bug my voicemail. And the number to call is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. If you're submitting current events, please do so via email. Easier for me to get to my webmistress that way. If you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Monroe, 98272. And then remember, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, and that would be newspiritjournal.com. It is available online or free at any one of a gazillion outlets around Western Washington. You can also arrange for a subscription to be mailed to you every month if you like. And the column is called Our Animal Friends. And right now I'm in a series of preparing for kids when you already have animals. And now I'm writing about how parents teach their dogs to bite their kids. They do, and how to not have that happen and all that sort of stuff. And past articles are archived online, so at newspiritjournal.com you can read the whole series and all that good stuff. So, I think I covered the business, and what I've decided before I get into teaching here, I think we will cover the current events base so I don't space it and run out of time. So, we're going to do current events. And there would be those wonderful jingle cats. Yokie dokie, what's entertainment on the list? Remember, there is, let's see, March 7th, so that's coming up soon this week. The Animal Doc. Dr. Joe Gados is talking about bears to barnacles, cool animals of the Salish Sea. He's the chief scientist for the Sea Doc Society, and he's going to be in Mukilteo at the Rose Hill Community Center on Front Street, March 7th from 7 to 8:30, and it's part of a series, Explore Puget Sound in Depth. God bless me. I just sneezed.
Bless you.
Thank you. Let's see, more information, 425-357-6020 or www.cdocsociety.org. And Northwest Stream Center up in Everett, they have the best programs. Streamcenter.com, spring is coming and Northwest bears are waking up. There's a bear show at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett on Saturday. I thought I 86'd that. I wonder why it's still there. I was sure I erased that. The next one is Killer Whales, Saturday, March 10th at 11 a.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. Because I fooled around with this on my new computer, so obviously I didn't get it all straight. But the next one's Killer Whales, Saturday, March 10th, 11 a.m., and that should be a good one. Cougars at the Northwest Stream Center, Thursday, March 15th at 7 p.m., and you need to call for reservations 425-316-8592 or www.streamkeeper.com. All right, here's a new one, and this is a Sarvey Wildlife Care Center benefit. You are invited. Wildlife Baby Shower. It is April 28th. So mark your calendar. You got a ways to think about this one. It's from 11 to 3 at the Lewis Creek Visitor Center. And for more information, 425-452-4195. You're also invited to the second annual Sweet on Sarvey event. That will be Saturday, March 31st. That's from 2 to 6 p.m. At the 6705 Puget Park Drive in Snohomish. Silent auction, desserts, meet the education team, learn about baby season, get your picture taken with a rafter. A raptor. $25 includes a raffle ticket, drink, dessert, bid number, and your picture with a raptor. Add $10 if you want a picture with eagle. And you can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, and see me photographed with all three of the Sarvey educational eagles. And you want to RSVPs by March 1st, but I think you could still probably get in if you contact them if they aren't full.
Gotta hurry, though.
Yeah, you better hurry. www.sarveywildlife.org. All Breed Equine Rescue Open House on April 21st, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tours, refreshments, and Liberty Training Seminar in the afternoon. And then remember mark your calendars for their benefit golf tournament July 28th at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Arlington. Positive Futures, the annual fundraising event for Positive Alliance, will be Saturday, March 24th, 5 to 8 p.m. on Westlake in Seattle. And it's $40 after March 1st, so I think you missed I think you're going to have to pay the $40 instead of the $30. For food, beverages, plus endless chocolate, woohoo! And bidding on lots of fabulous items. 425-698-7900 or www.pawsativealliance.org. Oh, here's a new one. Time to mark your calendars for the 23rd annual Tuxes and Tails Gala benefiting the King County Humane Society. Saturday, May 12th at the Hyatt Regency Bellevue. Tickets are on sale now at tuxesandtails.org. Or by calling 425-373-5388. Ticket prices go up on April 1st. And they are taking reservations now for their Adventure Day Camp for Kids. And, reservations open for the Adventure Day Camp for Kids March 19th. And I think that about does it, except to tell you that next week's the second Sunday of March. And that means Gifted Mystic, Mount Shasta Mystic. Robin Alexis joins me for the show. It's a Martha and Robin Sunday. We will tune in to animal-related news around the country. And one thing I put on my list, how about we tune into the energy of the Iditarod and the sled dog and find out just what the dogs have to say.
I think that's a great idea.
Don't you think that's a great idea? Because they might not agree with me.
I would be surprised, but I'd love to find out.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll put the Iditarod on the list. Then also, because I've been teaching communicating with animals, human-to-animal transfers, we're going to start talking about the clearing tools today. I figured, why not take advantage of one of the best and most gifted communicators on the planet. That, of course, would be Robin Alexis. So we are going to, I'm going to grill Robin next week. We're going to find out what she actually experiences when she communicates with animals telepathically and empathetically. And she has agreed to listen. She is presently listening to the first Sunday of January show, the first Sunday of February show, and what I taught about telepathic and empathetic communication, the human-to-animal transference, that sort of stuff. And she's going to have listened to all of that. And by the way, if you didn't listen, the first Sunday of January this year, the first Sunday of February this year, the second and third hours, if you want to be on board, and if you don't understand what I'm teaching now for the rest of the show, that's what you need to do, is listen to those hours of those two shows. Robin will have done that. And then we're going to get her tips on how you can do this communication or learn to do this communication or get better at doing this communication. And that will happen next week as well. Okay, I think that covers the bases. Yes, I saw that. Mike is pointing out that, let's see, Paula called in and wants to know where to buy predatory nematodes and whether this is an okay question for this week. Must be, because I just read it on the air. What do you think? That is an excellent question, Paula. And for anybody that doesn't know, and as soon as I start running our flea tip, well, I'll be talking about that. But beneficial predatory nematodes are little bitty kind of microscopic little organisms. That's the word. The wrong word almost came out.
You could go several different pathways.
You could go a few ways.
And I like
ways.
The pathway you chose.
Yeah, organisms.
There you go.
That is the word I wanted to come out of my mouth. And they are put in suspension and kept refrigerated. You buy them at feed and grain stores, often garden stores. And when the time is right, you spray them on your lawn and dirt areas around your house to get rid of fleas. And when you are trying to rid your environment of fleas, once you get rid of them, then you don't have to do all these toxic flea chemicals and all this stuff and this spot on stuff and this pills and all that sort of thing. I don't recommend any of that stuff. Except in very, very specific limited circumstances. At any rate, the key is eliminating the fleas in your environment, and that means outside. Paula, though, you can't do spray the nematodes and have them survive to do their job until the outdoor temperature is consistently above 50 degrees. So we aren't there yet. You know, we're reaching 50 degrees from time to time, but then it's dropping way below that and down towards the freezing mark. So usually it's going to be like May, sometimes even June, before we get to warm enough weather where it's not going to waste your money to buy the nematodes and spray them. And a good thing to do is check with the feed and grain stores or the garden stores, because they'll bring them in and have them when it's time to use them. Do you think that covered the bases?
Makes sense to me.
Okay. So, excellent question, and that's what Behavior Training and Healing Sunday is all about. It's questions for me. And so if you've got stuff like that, email us, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Call Ajie, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And we will do our best, or I will do my best, to answer your questions. All righty then. So let's get to our business at hand. I just told you how to access the previous teaching that this is a follow-up to, the first Sunday of January, first Sunday of February on the archives. The second and third hours are the important hours of those shows. We talked about telepathic and empathetic communication with animals. I told you that anybody can communicate to the animals. You just need to know how so it doesn't work against you. Anybody can receive information from animals. You know, or trees or anything alive for that matter. You just need to know how if you're not naturally gifted. And then in most cases, because the communication I've explained is very subtle, it comes in as thought groups in your mind, pictures in your mind, knowings through your heart, and then feelings through your perceptual body. But if your bodies are all clogged up with mental chatter, your heart is shut down because you got tired of being emotionally wounded all your life, so you've learned to live in your head and put a wall around your heart. And if your perceptual body, that's your solar plexus area, inside your gut, your belly area, if on an energetic level that's clogged up with all your suppressed negative emotional energies or lower emotional energies, there's no room to receive. And if you're saying, what the heck is she talking about? I explained more of that in first Sunday of February show when I laid the groundwork for this stuff. And I'm going to do my best to get through all of this basic cleansing, doing your emotional homework tool stuff today, and then hopefully we will be able to spend at least an hour on the first Sunday of April answering your questions. You know, you can call and tell, what don't you get, what do you need help with, what do you need more clarification on. But anyway, well, this will be an ongoing thing on the first Sundays until we get you all on board. So at any rate, now when it comes to the human to animal transference, I told you that when animals have problems, it isn't just the animals. Emotionally and intuitively, they're very sensitive. They pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behaviors, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed, stuffed, lower emotional energies. And that would be the anger, the grief, and the fear. Well, the fear in a different way, but the anger, the grief, the guilt, those kind of energies. And it doesn't work to just say, well, let's talk to the animal and tell them they don't have to process this stuff. Now, because they really don't have a choice. That's why they came. The animals tell me it is how they serve on their spiritual paths while they're here is by taking on and processing their human stuff. So the best way to prevent your stuff from negatively affecting your animal friend is to do your own emotional homework and be responsible with your own stuff, and then your animal doesn't have to deal with it. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes, it does.
All right, so I'm relying on Ajie and Mike here to let me know. All right, so let's talk briefly about fear. Now, first of all, there is nothing wrong with fear. There's supposed to be fear. But in the bigger picture, fear is your intuitive warning system, and it's intended to warn you of something in your path that you should avoid or not do. Example being, you know, you're running towards the street and, you know, your gut goes off, all those alarm feelings in your gut. The fear in that situation is all about, slow down, honey, there's a bus coming. Okay? That's the intention of fear. Now, unfortunately, we have taken fear up to our left brains, and we have kind of learned to live in our fear and create in our fear. And remember I told you one of the most important metaphysical principles is thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. Okay, now I'm getting an example of how this can interfere right now, I'm being told. And you know the case we're working on in California, the corgi that's running loose down there north of San Diego, and the owner that's trying to find the corgi? I haven't been able to work with her on a personal one-on-one level, but if she's busy in her fear with what I call the oh God, what if syndrome. Oh God, what if he gets eaten by a coyote? What if he gets totally lost? What if somebody else finds him and keeps him? What if he never comes? What if, all the negative stuff. Well, when you're in that fear, that actually blocks the animal from coming back to her. So you have to be able to move out of the fear. And to move out of the fear, where do you go? Well, fear is the opposite of faith. So you have to have something to have faith in. Well, that's a whole nother show. but fear is the opposite of faith. So what most people have to do to learn to stay out of their fear is, first of all, to recognize when you go into fear, and then when you're going into the fear, and kind of the way I say, how do you know if it's an intuitive warning or if you're making it up? Okay, a good question, right? Now, Ajie's nodding. Well, if, for example, you're walking down the street going do-do-do-do-do-do, and nothing's on your mind, everything's great, and all of a sudden your gut goes off or you feel fear, that's an intuitive warning. Look around, slow down, pay attention. But let's say everything's okay, and then you start thinking about your animal being missing or a situation, and then you start thinking about all the things that could go wrong. That's how you're creating mental fear in your mind. Does that make sense? Okay. So that's kind of how you know the difference. Now, when it's your mind that's going into it, you must make a choice to move into your faith as opposed to your fear. And what I learned from my first spiritual teacher many, many years ago is to pick a favorite prayer. Now, I picked the Lord's Prayer because I learned that in Sunday school and I know it by heart. And so starting, 25, 30 years ago or whenever I started doing all this stuff, I've had a number of opportunities over these years to choose faith over fear. And the only way I could shut my left brain down was to either say it out loud or in my mind over and over and over again as I was going through the situation. So you can pick a specific prayer. Or the other thing I've learned relatively recently in this process is you can pick the word OM. Now, we would spell it O-M. It's technically spelled A-U-M, but it's pronounced OM. It is the vibration of God. And it will do the same thing. So you can just do OM, 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 or OM, and OM, and you can just keep OMing either silently or out loud, and that will keep you in your faith and out of the fear. Or you pick your own prayer. It doesn't matter what religion. Okay, any prayer from any religion has got higher energy in it, pretty much, as long as it's a positive prayer. And that's how you stay out of the fear to start with. Okay, so that's the first thing, and that's what helps you stay in your faith rather than your fear. So that's as far as we're going to go in the fear department. And right now, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because it is the last hour, and if we run out of time in this hour, we just done. So we got to make sure we get the important stuff done, because without our advertisers, there's no us. So you need to pay attention and support our advertisers. Thank them if you can for supporting Animal World. Then come on right back, and then we're going to cover grief, and then we're going to cover the big one, because this is what gets everybody in trouble and what there's the most to talk about, and that would be what anger's all about. Is it okay? What do you do? How do you be responsible with anger? Big topic. We'll be back straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Shift your morning into overdrive with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on Alternative Talk 1150.
Caffeinate your consciousness 6 a.m. weekdays with hot talk and great guests as you get your day underway with Mance and Mitchell, the most unusual radio show in Western Washington.
Three sets adore us, snooze buttons fear us. On Monday, meet Jay Rankin, author of Under the Neon Sky, the story of an elite Las Vegas doorman. Not everything stays in Vegas, baby.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to NWSAM.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
The Rob and Alexis Mystic Store is now open. Are you looking for metaphysical gifts for yourself or your friends and loved ones, but don't want to spend too much? Visit the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com, where you can find a number of items under $25. Do you or your loved ones like to read? You can purchase autographed copies of Robin's books. Do you love crystals? The Mystic Store has very powerful Lemurian healing crystals that Reiki Master Robin Alexis has personally given a healing attunement to at the sacred sites on Mount Shasta. Are you or someone you know longing to get pregnant? Robin has assisted many women in becoming pregnant. Purchase a gift certificate for a personal phone reading with this metaphysical mother and fertility expert to assist with that pregnancy. Visit the Mystic Store for your metaphysical needs now at robinalexis.com or call Bob at 530-859-2499.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conscious Living for Conscious People, Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, sorry to tell you again, we are on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, we are getting ready to do our emotional homework here so that we can clear our channels out so we can receive better telepathically and empathetically from our animal friends, and also so that our animal friends don't have to process our stuffed emotional garbage. So, we talked about fear. Now let's talk about grief. Grief is a normal human emotion. And being on planet Earth here, and I will tell you that I kind of, in what we're doing and what I'm talking about, may seem to you guys as doo-doo-doo-doo stuff. But I didn't ask Mike to play that music because it is not doo-doo-doo-doo stuff. It just is. It's reality. This is what I've focused all my life in learning how to help people, you know, what's going on with animals, why they do what they do, how to resolve their behavior training and healing issues. And this is what I found out. So it's just real. So that's what I have to say about that. So anyway, all right. It's talked about fear. Now let's talk about grief. Normal human emotion. We have to feel. I mean, if we don't, it's kind of like, you know, the balance of everything. There's got to be. And it's why you hear me hesitate when I say the word negative. Because being here in physical body here on planet Earth, I mean, we are energy slowed down enough to be physical form, and it's all about positive and negative, you know, yin yang. And so negative really is not bad. It's the female energy, and positive is the male energy. So that's why I sometimes hesitate when I say it, and I use it because it really is the best way for people to understand the intent of what I'm saying. But when I'm saying negative emotional energy, I really mean lower or darker emotional energy as opposed to positive, higher emotional energy. Does that make sense to y'all? Okay, so that's why you hear me hesitate on that. Now, at any rate, if you don't experience grief and loss and all of that, it makes it hard to understand the good stuff and that sort of thing. Okay, so it's all about that balance, yin and yang, positive and negative, and we have to have all of it here in our three-dimensional world on planet Earth. So, grief is a normal emotion, and we all feel it from time to time, and we need to feel it. And the key with grief is that you must feel it, and you have to walk through it, okay? You can't go under, around, over, or beside it. And that's why, you know, we end up stuffing it. And when I say, you know, we stuff it, that means we don't let ourselves feel it. We do this with grief. We do this with anger. And we stuff it so that we don't feel it and pretend like we don't have it. Okay, and that's when we get, and these emotions are energy. And so when we stuff them and suppress them, it goes down, it goes into our bodies, and that's where the problem comes in. So when there's a situation involving grief, the important thing is you must allow yourself to feel the grief, which means you gotta, and it works best if you just get into it and move through it and release it responsibly. And then there are stages of grief, and understanding the stages of grief, which involve other emotions as well, is also helpful in the process. And then realize when you make a commitment to really be responsible with your own emotional energy, and the first time you truly grieve a loss, it is the hardest and most difficult time. Because you don't just grieve the present current loss. You bring up all that grief you've stuffed and suppressed, okay? But know that the first time is the hardest. And once you go through the hardest time the first time, then the next time you only have to do more current stuff. You don't have to do all the stuff again. So it is a process. Now, the best grief primer and help is a little book. It's called Good Grief Rituals. Good Grief Rituals. It was written by Elaine Childs Gowell, G-O-W-E-L-L, Elaine Childs Gowell. She was a local therapist. She actually was in the studio here at KKNW with me. And unfortunately, for us, she has passed, and she's on the other side now. Bless her heart. Thank you, Elaine, for all of your help. And at any rate, her book is a classic. It is the best I know of, and it's readily available online. Good Grief Rituals, Elaine Childs Gowell. Get it. It will help you. Now, the other thing I'll say about grief is that you need to feel the one thing that often will happen even when you're expressing it. There can be like over-expressing. And what that really, what I mean by that is you get stuck in the grief. And so one pitfall is that you can get stuck in the grief, and I call it wallowing. You kind of know someone, you know, who's wallowing in grief. Now, here's how I know for myself the difference. When I am positively grieving a situation or occurrence or whatever, kind of sound funny, but when I'm positively grieving, I can, you know, I can moan, I can groan, I can cry, I can let it out and cry and cry and cry. But I don't get, you know how people, when you're wallowing in it, your eyes get puffy and red and you look like a train hit you. The next morning, okay? Now, when you're positively grieving and moving through, you won't get the puffy eyes and the red nose and look like a train hit you. My experience is you only look like a train hit you if you've gotten into the wallowing part of it. Now, that's why you may need the good grief rituals, because Elaine lays out ways to grieve, things to go through, but then how to put it back on hold to do things, you know, and how to not get stuck in the wallowing. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, and if you are stuffing and suppressing grief, and you are at a point in your life where it's important that you bring it up and move it, okay, spirit will bring it to your attention. And guess how it shows up a lot of the time? Your animal friend will start pooping places they shouldn't. Inappropriate bowel movements tend to relate to grief, sadness, disappointment, and abandonment. Remember, I told you that last month, okay, the month before. So that grief is manifested that way. Often. Now, there's other things. I'm giving you just the basics here. All right, so let's get to the biggie. Anger, because that causes the most trouble. Now, once again, there is nothing wrong with anger. We need anger. We need to know what makes us angry and what stimulates anger. Now, and because that's how we decide what we are comfortable with and what we're not, what we do want to do, what we don't want to do, what we want, who we want to associate, who we don't want, all that kind of stuff helps us make us better choices in our life. The problem with anger is what we do with it. And by the way, let me clarify some, I guess, semantics. I don't know if it's semantics or whatever it would be called. When you say, oh, I'm not angry, I'm just frustrated. Frustration is just another way of describing anger. Now, maybe it's a lower level, but it's anger. Okay? Now, guilt. Guilt is usually anger because you're feeling something you don't feel justified in feeling, or you're mad at yourself. Shame is definitely self-directed anger. You're mad at yourself. So shame and guilt fall into the anger department. Frustration falls into the anger department. It's all basically the same thing. Looks like everybody's with me so far because you're both nodding. Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with anger, but it's what we do with it gets us in trouble. Now, the first thing, you don't want to direct it. It is not a good idea to direct it at a person, place, animal, object, or situation. That's when you get mad at something or somebody and you consciously are mad at something or somebody. Energetically, the anger goes to them. And whether they are able to feel it or know it or not, it does affect them. Now, you might be saying, hey, that's a good thing. I'm mad at them. Well, no, it's not. Now, Many times you get a headache, someone's mad at you. Someone's trying to override your will, or you get a gut ache, or maybe you've been on the phone and listening to someone and they got mad on the phone, you set the phone down, your ear hurts. Or you'll get a sore throat. Often that can indicate that you've got angry words that need to be expressed, or somebody's mad at something you said. So there's all kinds of subtle ways of anger manifesting in different ways. It's just that we haven't been taught this stuff, so we don't really know. But the big reason you don't want to direct anger at something is because whatever you put out, you get back tenfold. Think about that. Whatever you put out, you get back tenfold. If you give love to someone, you get 10 times that much love back from other sources. But you get mad and direct anger at something, you get 10 times that amount of anger back at you from some other source. And guess what the biggest reason why animals scratch or bite or attack their people? It's because their people are mad at themselves. So that the animal acts it out. So there's a lot. Anyway, there's a lot more subtleties along these lines, which we'll get into in more detail as more shows go by and when you call in with understanding it, or and how it affects individual situations and that sort of thing. But it behooves you to learn how. So now the next thing you don't, besides not directing anger, it is not a wise idea to stuff and suppress it. And that means, I said, swallowing it, holding it inside. And how many of us have been taught, oh, don't get angry, Martha. Be happy. Don't get angry. Don't cry. Don't scream. Don't express. Don't get angry. And so we learn to stuff it and pretend everything's okay. How many times are you ticked off? See, I didn't say it. How many times are you ticked off? Okay. And you say, everything's fine. Because we've been taught to put on a happy face. Well, now that may be appropriate in the situation, but you then need to take the time to process the anger responsibly and get it out of your body. Because if you leave it in your body, these lower or darker emotional energies are in fact energy. Now, depending on the emotion, they tend to go to certain places. Like anger tends to go to the liver, to the kidneys, to the bladder. Well, actually, the liver and the bladder are the most common places. Or it will go to a specific part of the body. If you're angry about mothering issues, breasts may be the point where the anger manifests. But anyway, so it manifests, the bottom line is, one, if you don't process it and release it responsibly, the longer it stays in your body, the more havoc it causes. And the eventual bottom line is disease and illness. Now, and that's why our animals pick it up, process it, and reflect it. It can affect them and cause physical diseases and illnesses in their bodies, or it can come out behaviorally. And that's why I say inappropriate urination expressed by your animal friend is usually your anger in some way, shape, or form, yours or theirs, or a combination of the both. Okay, so now, I have lots of tools for responsibly releasing anger. And I'll have to tell you that for me to learn this, I have to tell you that I came in angry, meaning born that way. I had issues with stuff going on and stuff in the womb and all of that sort of thing. And I kind of grew up. And of course, you know, and some of my cousins that know me the best, one of them says, you know, you were always different. And I was, okay? And so a lot of things made me mad. And like I say, I came in with anger because I'll tell you that anger, things don't really make you angry. They only stimulate anger that's already inside of you. So that's why you want to clean house and get it out of there. Because then once you really do your emotional homework and you get all the anger that you've stuffed and suppressed over this lifetime and many, there's nothing to stimulate. So, yeah, things you might feel like you don't like something, but you won't have major anger over it, and it's easy to release. Okay, Aji's nodding on that one, so she gets that. At any rate, the more you stuff and suppress, the more likely you'll get a wake-up call from your animals, and they'll start peeing on stuff. So inappropriate urination by dogs and especially by cats is an indication of suppressed anger in the human, okay? Or a combination. Sometimes, you know, it's on the surface and the animals are the ones that are angry. But often, usually it's both, and there's the root system is the end. If you're not understanding that, you need to listen to the first Sunday of January and February to understand more what I said about this. And we can talk more about that in the future. But now, I have lots of tools for responsibly releasing anger. But I'm going to give you just the basics today. Because the bottom line is if you won't do the basics, you won't do the bigger stuff. Okay? Now, the basics are you need to go through a specific process, if you have not done this, to kind of start cleaning out the process. Now, for the sake of radio, because if I told you what I really call them, Mike would have to hit the dump button. We're going to call them angry letters. And you got to get a pad of paper. You are going to spend 10 to 20 minutes once a day for 30 days writing angry letters. Now, these letters are not going to go anywhere. They're not going to go to anybody. You should find a place to do this outside or in a room that you can close off. You should not have any of your children, your human family members, or animals in the room with you at the time. And when you are finished with this process, you should cleanse the room before you open it up and allow everybody in there. And you can cleanse by smudging. If you don't know how to smudge, go to East West or Zenith Supplies, and it's, you burn cedar and sage and kind of smoke up the place. You can burn white candles. You can burn incense. You can say prayers. You can use aromatherapy to spray and cleanse, but you need to cleanse. Now, you get a pad and a paper. You sit down. You call on your guides and teachers, higher self, angels. If you have to, and you don't have to do that if you're not into that, but it helps. And intent, remember, thought directs energy. So your intent is to sit down, and your intent is, I want to bring up all the anger inside of me and put it into this paper without harming myself or others. And then you, over this 30 days, you go through a series. And if you know that you're specifically angry about a specific situation, you can write about that first. And it might be, dear husband, dear kid, dear animal, dear boss, dear somebody. And you put down, you write down everything you want to say, but you can't say. And that you've stopped. You dirty, rotten son of a gun. And the more you can come from I's perspective, I hate this, I don't like this when I'm treated this way, I feel like this, yada, 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 yada. Now, don't worry about spelling and punctuation. It's not going to be published. Don't worry about language. It's okay with spirit. You can use whatever language you want. If you want to use the big, nasty words, you can. If you're not comfortable with that, you don't have to. But you write and write and write. Now, through this process, you're going to go through a process of writing whatever you're currently know you're mad about, but you're also going to do dear moms, dear dads, dear siblings, dear spouses, dear exes. You can do dear animals if you need to, and most importantly, at some point, you're going to do dear self, because a lot of our anger is self-directed. Now, you spend 10 to 30 minutes at a time doing your writing. Whatever feels like coming out, if you feel like crying or screaming or growling or pounding, you do it. You may need a physical outlet, which I did. I would use a tennis racket on a pillow at times, or a broomstick on a mattress. And Ajay, the phone's ringing, so you might want to pick that up and see if it's something important before we run out of time here, or pertinent, I should say. And we can get more into physical outlets next week or another show if you have questions about that. But in the particular session, you write and write and write and write and write and write and write. And when you're done for that session, you do not go back and reread it. That just gets it started all over again. And you don't save it, because the same thing. You have to be willing to let it go, to release, and you're working at moving into a point of forgiveness. And then, so when you're done, you don't go back and reread it, you rip it up, and ideally you burn it. Or you throw it away in some way, shape, or form. You rip it and you throw it away, or if it's really big, take it outside and burn it, or throw it in your fireplace and burn it up. And be done. Now, once a day for 30 days, that gets the process started. That will really get the stuff coming up and out. And then you may need to continue. You may found an issue that really you're not moving through. And then you may need to call me and get further tools to work a specific situation. Or you may just need to keep it up. And then you use it whenever you need to. Now, I've been through this process many times for many years now. So, and what I started to say is a lot of, like, I grew up being angry. I didn't know I was angry when I started this work. I thought I was wonderful. Everybody else was screwed up. I had no idea. I lived in fear and anger all the time. For many of us, it takes a while to learn when we're angry because we're so used to feeling that way. We don't know any different. So sometimes you have to learn to know when you're angry. Now I'm usually pretty good at figuring out when I'm angry. And if I'm not, my animals let me know. Somebody pees on the floor or somebody comes and swacks me if I'm mad at myself. And I know, instead of taking it out on them, I go write a letter. And so I'll sit down and use my tools and process it and get rid of it right away. So That is, you know, the basic things on releasing. That's fear. We covered fear. We covered grief in the book. And now we covered releasing the anger stuff. And we just, you know, we're out of time at this point, so I can't go into any more details now. But know that we are going to pick up with the communication and stuff next Sunday with Robin. So if you have questions and you're not sure about this, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click Contact Martha, send me an email, MarthaLight@AOL.com. Send me an email, let me know, and we'll pick it up next week, or send it to Animal World Live, and we'll pick it up next week. Going to tell you next week is Robin and Martha Sunday. We'll be tuning into the Iditarod and animal situations, but we'll also be continuing with communication, and so we'll continue this subject. And other than that, I think we're good. Mike, are we good?
We're good.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
You got it.
Thank you, Ajie. I'll think good thoughts for Kathy and the ceremony they're going through today. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.